The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latchoff from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various latest magazines. We begin with one from Real Simple, How to Fight Back Against Energy Sappers. Cranky kids, your precious angels woke up on the wrong side of the bed and they want you to know it. Breakfast is filled with tears and no, they won't get dressed. You probably can't fix their crummy mood, but you can change your own perception. We get upset when we think it's our problem to help them through, but it uses up our energy, says Janet Lansbury, parent educator and author of No Bad Kids. Not to mention it can actually prolong their angst. As hard as it can be to let your kids' emotions roll off you, it's exactly what's necessary. Let them know you're there if they need you, but allow them to deal with their funk by screaming while getting dressed, freaking out about their toast, and repeat to yourself that while it may seem intense, it's a normal way for them to express their independence. To get them out the door faster, either offer either-or options. Let them choose between two shirts or pick either vanilla or berry yogurt. They'll feel like they have some control over the situation, which is empowering to little kiddos. Stressful emails. Even a five-minute phone check can suck you in, draining your mental energy, says Morgan Stern. Technology is constantly trying to pull you off course. If you start your day on your device, you're starting it out in a reactive way, she says, adding that emails can set off your internal alarms. Claim your morning as yours and keep your device off for the first hour you're awake. Nothing to wear? That pair of pants no longer fits. The dress you want is stuck at the dry cleaners. Nothing ever looks right with that one sweater. Morgan Stern often sees her clients feeling frustrated early in the morning simply because getting dressed is so annoying and time-consuming. Planning out what you'll wear the night before can save several minutes or more of grief, but a bigger step is to set aside time one weekend for cleaning out your closet and throwing away or donating the items that just don't work anymore. It's a bold move and people are afraid to do it, but it delivers a huge emotional lift. Losing everything? Where the heck are your keys? We don't usually have the luxury of time in the morning, so rushing around trying to find what you need becomes overwhelming. Take 5 minutes at night to gather your things. Put your keys next to your purse, your shoes by the door, and your jacket where you'll find it. If you like to bring lunch or snacks, get your food prepped and packaged, too. From Good Housekeeping, outsmart your weight. First, the bummer news. For complex biological reasons, putting on major pounds can lead to a sluggish metabolism, which can mean more weight gain. Being overweight can lead to health issues such as diabetes that can further slow your metabolism, leading to, you guessed it, even more weight gain. The good news, you can flip that cycle on its head. Start with exercise. This helps you sleep and increases certain appetite-suppressing hormones. Eating lean protein and less sugar and junky carbs also helps. The hormone surge makes your metabolism crank, helping you lose pounds and get healthier. More serotonin is produced because you're eating and sleeping better, which can relieve symptoms of depression. And thus, a happier you is apt to be more active, which leads to an even faster metabolism. Nice work. From Red Book, The Happy Marriage Tricks Anyone Can Learn. Our first date almost didn't result in a second date. When Adam opened the door, Allison couldn't figure out why he was dressed like a teenager on his way to the gym. Then she found out he did magic tricks. Strike two. In any relationship, there are deal breakers. Smoking, doing CrossFit, chewing too loudly. But what about the things that are tolerable but still in serious need of improvement? There are times when you know what's best for your partner. That requires you to master the art of persuasion. Allison managed to see past the wardrobe dysfunction and accept a second date. Soon she was hinting that Adam should throw out all his ratty conference t-shirts. He refused. So then she asked if he would please get rid of just one, the worst one. He agreed. Psychologists call that the door in the face. You make a big ask, it gets denied, and then you follow up with a smaller request. Adam felt guilty saying no twice in a row, and ditching one shirt seemed like a remarkably reasonable thing to do. And that, yes, became a foot in the door for Allison. Once Adam had agreed to dump one shirt, he felt silly holding on to a few others. Pretty soon he was running low on shirts, and then she was in. Allison started buying new and better shirts. After a couple years, Adam's entire wardrobe had been replaced. It was like the ship of Theseus, where you replace one plank at a time until you've swapped out every one of the original pieces. Is it the same ship? Adam definitely wasn't the same schlub. As Adam began to travel more for work, now in a matching ensemble, he started trying to encourage Allison to get away, too. No matter how much you love your spouse, spending time with friends contributes to happiness. But Allison is a bit of a homebody and would consistently decline to travel without family. So Adam started making offhand comments about how a friend went away one weekend every month. 10 years later, Allison went on a 2-day trip with two friends. Progress. It's called social proof. We follow the lead of similar others. It's why infomercials have shifted from "operators are standing by, please call now" to "if the lines are busy, please try again." If you might get a busy signal, it means a lot of people are trying to make this unnecessary purchase. I need to get mine now. It's why you never considered spending your Sunday morning lying down between a garbage can and a rock on a park bench, but suddenly you got really into planking. We're likely to follow others' lead when we feel we have something unique in common with them, or when we look up to them. So when you're trying to get your partner to eat healthier, and he or she is hesitant to give up the 10 p.m. ice cream ritual, say that someone he or she admires is a big fan of some crazy new keto paleo dumbo cleanse. Even without a handy friend to refer to, there are ways of choosing your words carefully to achieve what's best for everybody. For instance, Adam is late to everything, always. He has a chronic inability to disengage from his current task before it's done and consistently underestimates how much time he needs to prep for wherever he's going. For years, Allison tried to convince him to leave earlier. She tried miscalculating the start time of events so his tardiness would land him on time, but he caught on. Eventually, she decided to just ask him, "Will you be late today?" That's a hard question to say yes to. Allison unwittingly set in motion what psychologists called self-persuasion. When someone makes a persuasive argument, we often put our defenses up and come up with reasons to disagree. But being asked about our intentions makes us tend to come up with reasons to go along. People are more likely to vote, volunteer, floss their teeth, and buy a new car after they're simply asked if they plan to do it, even if at first they answer no. So if you hate the way your partner drives, ask if he or she plans to get home safely. And the next time your spouse leaves dishes in the sink, try asking if he or she plans to invite an army of ants over for dinner again. Adam is proud to say he's now on time at least once a week. There are also times when you know what's best for you, but your partner doesn't get it. You desperately want a Le Creuset Dutch oven. You have your heart set on a unicorn jumpsuit. You've been dreaming of a NAD T770 with digital decoders and 70-watt amps and Burr Brown DAC. But for some reason, your spouse doesn't care about surround sound. For his birthday 1 year, Adam wanted an air hockey table. The only thing Allison likes about hockey is having an ice cream sundae at the rink. In his quest to find a loophole, Adam told Allison about an awesome air hockey table that was about to be discontinued. Scarcity. We want more when there's less. It explains the popularity of every soon-to-be-dust-collecting toy you've ever waited in line to buy. Remember the Furby craze and the Cabbage Patch Kid hysteria? Which is why Allison gave in and bought the air hockey table. She didn't want to be responsible for Adam missing out on the fun. We want our partners to be happy, and they should want us to be happy, too. So if your persuasive attempts fail, just follow these steps. 1, buy the present you've been wanting. 2, hand it to your partner. 3, say, "I got you this to give to me," which is why Adam hasn't picked out a present for Allison in about 10 years. In the wrong hands, these strategies could be manipulative. But when you actually want the best for the person you love, it's not duplicitous. It's one thing to change out a bunch of shirts or cajole your partner into planking. It's a whole different thing to push him to unfriend all of his high school buddies, make her take up CrossFit, or trick him into using his mom's retirement savings to buy a once-in-a-lifetime timeshare in Jamaica. When you're doing it because you're sure you'll both be happier, it's not manipulation, it's love. Which one you're aiming for is up to you. This written by Allison Sweet Grant, a writer and psychiatric nurse practitioner. Her husband, Adam, is the host of Work Life, a TED Original podcast, and the best-selling author of Originals and Give and Take. From Real Simple, four smart ways to build your nest egg. You want to save for tomorrow, but sometimes today gets in your way. Money experts help troubleshoot your biggest retirement dilemmas. First, my student loan debt is stressing me out. Shouldn't I pay that off before saving for retirement? It's natural to feel overwhelmed, but if you can do both, you do both, says Amy Godwin, a certified financial planner and vice president at Fidelity Investments. It might seem like making 7% return in the stock market while paying 7% interest on a loan is a wash until you factor in compound interest. Let's say you have an extra $300 in your budget each month and 10 years to pay off a $20,000 student loan. If you throw that spare cash into a retirement account, you could end up with $4,000 more at the end of the decade than if you rushed to pay off your loan before switching to savings. And $4,000 invested in your 20s will likely turn into $34,000 by the time you retire, even if you don't contribute another dime. There's a psychological benefit to saving for retirement, adds Andrea Coombs, a retirement specialist at NerdWallet. Setting aside even a small amount each month can help you feel in control of your financial future. One caveat, the math doesn't hold up if you have private student loans or credit cards with double-digit interest rates. Focus laser-like on erasing that kind of debt. Next, I'm tempted to cut back on retirement savings to help with my daughter's college costs. Fidelity recommends having four times your salary in retirement savings by age 45 and six times by age 50. If you're past those goalposts and socking away north of 15% each year, you can dial back a bit to help with college. But as soon as your kids graduate, you have to try to double down on retirement, says Coombs. Nearly a quarter of parents saving for retirement also expect their kids to support them during retirement. There's a real risk of becoming a burden to them when you retire and in turn risking their financial security, says Coombs. I'm in my 50s and I don't feel as if on track for retirement as my friends are. First, stop sizing up other people's nest eggs. You might think peer pressure will motivate you to save more, but a study in the Journal of Finance found the opposite is true. Kick your savings into high gear by increasing contributions to your employer-sponsored retirement plan, if you have access to one, and your IRA. Starting at age 50, you can stash an extra $6,000 a year in catch-up contributions in a 401k, plus an extra $1,000 in an IRA, for a total annual savings of $31,000 across both accounts. Automatic contributions are the best way to turn good intentions into actual savings, says Godwin. And if your kids haven't left home yet, you know that your retirement savings may rise by up to 1% once they do, according to a study by both the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. Downsizing to a house with a cheaper upkeep, lower taxes, and a pint-sized mortgage could free up money to invest. And last, I'm retired, but finding my income isn't enough. Even though you're feeling pinched, it's worth paying for a meeting with a finance pro. There are three things they'll look at. Can you lower your taxes? Can you increase your returns by investing differently? And are your Social Security benefits as high as possible? Says Matt Fellows, PhD, founder of United Income, a money management firm for aging households. Go to plannersearch.org to find a certified financial planner who specialized in retirement for people with your net worth. Thinking of heading back to work? Loop in your advisor. You want to make sure the net effect of the job is going to make up for any money you lose, you might lose due to higher taxes or lower benefits, says Fellows. From Redbook, Eat These to Beat Cravings. Picture this, it's 3 p.m. and you're not hungry, not foraging for cookies, not staring longingly at the vending machine, nothing. Here are some delicious, satisfying ways to make that crazy fantasy a reality. Start the day off right. The extra effort needed to whip up eggs in the morning is so worth it. Research suggests that when you have eggs for breakfast, you may be less interested in snacking throughout the day. Their combination of protein and healthy fat can help stimulate satiety hormones in your GI tract, limiting your brain's response to food stimuli. This way, seeing your coworker's donut won't inspire that second breakfast. Try this. Two words, breakfast tacos. Scramble two eggs with a quarter cup of canned black beans and 2 tablespoons shredded cheddar cheese. Tuck eggs into 2 corn tortillas and top with 2 tablespoons each salsa and chopped scallions. Get your sugar fix. Not only do they taste better than any candy bar, but strawberries have both soluble and insoluble fiber, which can help you feel full and keep things moving through your GI tract, producing a steadier release of sugar into your bloodstream and a long-lasting energy boost. Plus, they're naturally sweet, and 1 cup has just 55 calories, so you can load up without totally overdoing it. Try this. Toss 1 pound of hulled halved strawberries with 1 teaspoon each, ground cinnamon and vanilla extract. Roast on a parchment-lined baking sheet at 350 degrees, 25 to 30 minutes, until the berries are soft. Use 1/4 cup as a topping for yogurt or toast. Nix the wrong kind of snacking. When you're bummed, your instinct may be to mope with a party-sized bag of chips. To help you resist that urge, load up on asparagus. It contains tryptophan, an amino acid that boosts production of the mood-balancing hormone serotonin, as well as fiber, which fills you up. In turn, you'll feel better and be less likely to graze. Try this. Using a peeler, shave 1 pound of raw asparagus stalks into pasta-like strands. Toss with a tablespoon each olive oil, lemon juice, and chopped walnuts. Top with 1/4 cup shaved parmesan and enjoy as a refreshing side with chicken or fish. Even more to try, these bites offer some of the same awesome perks as strawberries, eggs, and asparagus. Filling breakfast: cottage cheese, Greek yogurt unsweetened, almond butter on 100% whole grain toast. Sweet treats: grapefruit, blueberries, kiwi, and melon. And as mood boosters, beans, lentils, chickpeas, and pumpkin seeds. 4 changes that really pay off. Make a better breakfast. Research shows that skipping it or even skimping on calories may increase your risk of arteriosclerosis, a hardening and narrowing of the arteries. Why? People who don't get their fill in the morning tend to make poor choices later on, says Sonia Angelone of San Francisco. She's an RDN. Try mixing 1/2 cup of oats with 1 cup of organic soy milk for added protein and 2 tablespoons each peanut butter powder and sunflower seeds, as well as flaxseed meal, thinly sliced apples, vanilla, and cinnamon to taste. Store in mason jars, heat or don't, in the morning. Spring clean to stay well. These are things that Charles Gerber, PhD, who studies germs at the University of Arizona, thinks you should pay a little more attention to. Your phone. Toilet seats usually have less bacteria on them because people clean them, Gerber says, and they don't travel all over collecting germs like your phone does. Make a habit of wiping the screen with a microfiber cloth. Bathroom odds and ends. Toothbrushes, contact lens cases, and loofahs can harbor germs you don't want in your mouth, your eyes, or the pores of your skin. Set a reminder to replace them every few months and to use a disinfecting wipe to clean what's left around your sink, your hairbrush, a handheld mirror. Bacteria splash out when you wash your hands. Hidden spots in the fridge. Clear the clutter in the back because cold air doesn't circulate as well in a crowded fridge. When something gets too warm, it has the potential for bacteria growth, Gerba says. Plus, the bottom drawers are always the dirtiest. Disinfect them every few months with a fresh sponge, please. And try this before bed. While it would seem to defy logic, writing out a to-do list before you hit the sack might actually help you sleep. In fact, students who did so fell asleep 9 minutes faster during a lab-based experiment at Baylor University. Think of it as a way to offload your stress. You might get to the end of your list and realize it's less daunting than you thought, says study author Michael K. Schulin, Ph.D., or you might find that you rest easier when you don't have to worry about forgetting something. Either way, z. Here's an easy dinner for you, wild mushroom and tomato polenta, 20 minutes active and total time. 1 cup instant polenta, 6 ounces grated Parmesan cheese, grated, that's about 1.5 cups, divided, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt, divided, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, divided, 12 ounces mixed wild mushrooms, sliced, 1 tablespoon fresh thyme leaves, divided, 1 pint of cherry tomatoes, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1/2 cup dry white wine. Cook the polenta according to package directions. Remove from heat. Stir in 1 cup cheese and 1/2 cup of salt, stirring until the cheese is melted and the polenta is smooth. Cover and set aside. Melt 2 tablespoons butter in a large nonstick skillet over medium high. Add the mushrooms and thyme and cook, stirring occasionally until golden, 6 to 8 minutes. Add tomatoes, pepper, and remaining 1 teaspoon of salt. Cook until the tomatoes burst, about 5 minutes. Add wine and bring to a simmer. Cook until mostly reduced, 5 to 6 minutes. Stir in the remaining 2 tablespoons butter to melt. Then spoon the mushroom mixture over the polenta and top with the remaining 1/2 cup of cheese. And this makes 4 servings. From Real Simple, make it yourself a delicious essential that's better homemade than store-bought, and we'll prove it. This month, it's pancake mix. Boxed pancake mixes are convenient, sure, but the results and lengthy ingredients list can be less than ideal. Our Make-Ahead mix features shelf-stable buttermilk powder, producing fluffy, tender, dinner-esque short stacks. Prepare the mix today, then use it later for an easy brunch. We cook pancakes in oil, not butter, which can burn. Spreading it onto the pan with a paper towel ensures even browning. Active time and total time, 30 minutes, and this makes 3 batches of dry mix of 18 pancakes per batch. For your dry pancake mix, 6 cups all-purpose flour, 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons buttermilk powder, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1 tablespoon of baking soda, 1 tablespoon of kosher salt. Then to make 1 batch of 18 pancakes, you use 2.5 cups of the dry pancake mix, 2 cups of milk or water, 4 large eggs, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, melted, plus more for serving, and 1 tablespoon of pure vanilla extract, then canola oil for the griddle, and pure maple syrup for serving. So to make the powder, whisk together flour, buttermilk powder, sugar, baking powder, baking soda, and salt. Store in a tightly sealed container in a cool, dry place for up to 3 months. Then to make your 1 batch, place 2.5 cups dry mix in a large bowl. Whisk the milk, eggs, butter, and vanilla in a separate bowl. Fold into the dry ingredients until just combined. Your batter will be lumpy. Using a paper towel, spread 1 teaspoon of oil onto a griddle or large nonstick skillet and heat over medium-low. Working in batches, add the batter in 1/4 cupfuls and cook until undersides are golden and bubbles form on top, 1 to 2 minutes. Flip and cook until the second side's golden, about 2 minutes. Repeat with remaining batter, oiling the griddle as needed. Serve warm with butter and maple syrup. Next, we have some 20-minute meals from Good Housekeeping. First, ginger, pork, and cucumber salad. This is 15-minute prep and 20-minute total time. Brown 1 pound of ground pork in a cast iron skillet in 1 tablespoon canola oil for 7 minutes. Toss with 2 cloves garlic, 1 small red chili, both finely chopped, and 2 tablespoons grated fresh ginger. Remove from heat and toss with 2 tablespoons of lime juice and 1 tablespoon low-sodium soy sauce, adding 1/4 cup of water if it seems dry. Whisk 2 tablespoons lime juice, 1 tablespoon low-sodium soy sauce, 1/2 tablespoon grated ginger, and 1 teaspoon brown sugar. Toss with 1 seedless cucumber and 2 scallions, both sliced. Fold in 1 cup of cilantro and 1/2 cup of mint. Serve with the pork over rice. And this serves 4. Grilled steak and tortilla salad. This is 10-minute prep time, total time 20 minutes. Season 1.5-pound skirt steak with 1 teaspoon chili powder and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Broil or grill to desired doneness, 3 to 4 minutes per side for medium rare. Let rest before slicing. In a bowl, toss 1.5 pounds plum tomatoes cut up, 2 scallions and 1 jalapeno, both sliced, 2 tablespoons lime juice, and some salt and pepper. Toss with 1 cup cilantro and 1 bunch of arugula. Fold in the steak. Serve with charred flour tortillas cut in quarters on the side. That serves 4 as well. How about pea pesto pappardelle? 5-minute prep, total time 25 minutes. 1. Cook 12 ounces pappardelle, that's a pasta that's shaped almost like little knots. Reserve 1/2 cup water, 1/2 cup of the cooking water. Drain and return the pasta to the pot. While the pasta is cooking, pulse 1 cup of fresh or frozen but thawed peas in a food processor to roughly chop them. Finally, grate 1 teaspoon lemon zest, add to the peas. Add 1/2 cup of ricotta and pulse a few times. Season with salt and pepper. Toss the pasta with the ricotta mixture, 1/2 cup peas, and pasta water. And then serve with sprinkled chopped chives. From Redbook, don't fake how you feel. Letting yourself experience every emotion, including the unpleasant ones, is the secret to a joyful life, according to a recent study published by the American Psychological Association. People think happiness is only about feeling good, says study co-author Maya Tamir, Ph.D., a professor of psychology at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. But when you embrace emotions like anger or sadness, you will likely be more satisfied with your life overall. Give the happy face emoji a rest for real bliss. And from Family Circle, try this. Give brown rice a spring makeover by adding more basil, scallions, and almonds, as well as chopped dried apricots. Toss with a tablespoon of olive oil, and then salt to taste. We have run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, www.trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.